Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm joined here by my co-host, George Amador III. Hey, George, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Crystal, and I am really, really excited about our topic at hand for the month, something that you and I have done a lot of praying about and also really considering about how we introduce this to the world. And so I'm really excited about impact investing and what this is going to mean for us, but I'm doing really great. It's good to be here.
Oh, good. Wonderful. So what I'd like to do, though, because you are right, we are very excited about where we're going as a company, the lives that are going to be changed, the impact that we're going to have in society. So what I want to do, though, is I want to kind of back up.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people over the last 24 years have gotten to know Crystal Clear Finances. And it's not that we weren't doing impact investing before. We've just learned how we're going to engage more companies with us and really dive in. So let's start back at why we even started Crystal Clear Finances. What is our mission? And our mission is all about the fact that we understand that for many people, finances can be confusing. Mm-hmm. We know that they're facing it alone. They're making decisions alone. You and I, as we've sat down with clients, we have seen them make mistakes that have literally have cost them thousands of dollars. We've met with people that are so concerned if they're going to be able to retire, and then get this, if they're going to be able to stay retired.
Yeah.
And that's why with working together with them, whether we're doing our SIP program, Savings, Investments, and Protection, whether we're doing our retirement taxation transition plan, or whether we're doing a full comprehensive plan, we have a path they can take so that they can have confidence for every financial decision.
Yeah.
Now, we talk about that a lot, G, but both you and I know that behind the scenes, what is driving this is I believe that if we can have faith-based individuals create resources, then they will cause there to be positive culture change. Mm. And so that's what drives me. I want to make sure that those people, our clients that we're working with, have the resources so they can put their money where their mouth is and that we can have that positive change.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I've seen over the year, and I don't know if well, I think you would agree with this. What I've seen is, let's just say without getting political, in the last 6 months, there's been a silencing of many voices that have been out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been a hesitancy of people to be able to talk about the things they really believe in. And what I've seen over this last 6 months, G, is there are a lot of people who have said, why bother? Why should I bother in anything? I'm just going to be quiet, keep my head down, work really hard, and someday I'm going to be able to retire. But as I've been praying about this and watching what's happening, watching the dynamics that are going on, I'm so reminded about David and Goliath. Mm. I'm reminded about how this young man must have felt staring up at this huge giant while the rest of the Israelites, they felt like, oh, there's nothing we can do. We're just going to sit here and let it taunt us. But not David. David said, let me find my 5 stones. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine who is taunting the armies of God? Mm-hmm. I'm going to take him out.
Yeah.
And so David went and he found those 5 stones and he put one in there. And we all know the story, but I love telling it. He put it in there and he slung it right through with a slingshot and he brought the giant down.
Yeah.
How does that relate to what we're doing in impact investing?
Sure.
I think each one of us, George, when we look at it, we can go out and find those 5 stones.
Mm-hmm.
What we're walking through, we can have a voice and we can stand for what is right.
Yeah.
We don't have to be afraid. And you say, well, how does that come to investing and financial planning, finding 5 stones? What does that even mean? It means that we can begin to say, I believe in this company. I want to invest in this company. I know this company is bringing good societal change, human flourishing. They're doing the right thing. And so I'm going to begin taking my money and putting it in the companies that I believe in.
Yeah.
Now, you've seen this. I've actually done this, where I have found companies where I want to buy their product. There was one I remember. They had some type of smoothie thing. It was all natural. You know me. So I'm looking online, and I did it. And I said, you know, I'm just going to look to see what this company is about. And when I began to read their About Us page, I couldn't click delete fast enough because it was the opposite of everything I believe, everything I stand for. Mm. And so what did I do? I just refused to buy from them. Mm-hmm. See, we have a choice that way in America, where individuals can take their money and choose what they're going to invest in. But I think this is where a lot of people get confused, George, is they don't realize that actually can apply in their investments as well.
Sure.
Because people waking up in the morning, and then they're praying for God, and they know what they believe in, and then they use their money to invest in the exact opposite every day. Mm. So what we want to do is we want to talk about intentionally doing impact investing.
Yeah.
And let's break that down and what that entails.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the intro and the story because, you know, that's a lot of why I'm here at Crystal Clear Finances,
yes.
right? And for those who don't maybe know my background, right, I used to work at a very large financial planning firm doing this for the millionaires and the billionaires of the world. And one of the things that I never loved about my job, as much as I love financial planning, was I was a little constricted in what I could share about whether it's political beliefs or faith-based beliefs or whatever it may be. But there was just kind of stick to the facts, stick to the numbers, and call it a day. And at the end of the day, we know financial planning is all about a relationship.
Right.
And for me, in order to build a relationship with someone, you need to know my philosophy. You need to know my thought process, my worldview, because that will dictate some of my advice.
Oh, absolutely.
And so part of being at Crystal Clear Finances is really about being able to have the freedom to share my philosophy, my belief system, what we here at this office believe with individuals, to make sure it sticks, to make sure we can build the proper relationship with somebody so that it's not just, hey, listen to my investment advice, listen to my tax you know, strategies or life insurance or whatever. It's so much more than that. It really is to build that relationship, right? We are relationally driven. That's one of our key characteristics here. And so that's important. So I say all of that to say the reason why we are focusing this month and really beyond on impact investing is because part of the relationship is understanding where you and I think, where you and I believe, and that stuff is important. And too often, the idea of philosophy, worldview, values is separated from in the investment world. Because forever, the idea was that I'm going to put money into a stock or a bond or a mutual fund and cross my fingers and hope I make some money someday, right? That was kind of the thing. And so the idea of impact, the idea of values was not something that was really there. And lately, not even just politically, but even over the last few years, we have seen a generation, the millennial generation, come up and say, I need values as part of my everyday life. That's important. But we also now see a shift economically to things that are more values driven. When I say values driven, I mean what's the cause that I'm backing, right?
Right.
Whether it's clean air, clean water, you know, anti-human trafficking, these are causes that I want to be a part of.
Right.
And we've, for whatever reason, disconnected the world of investments and those causes.
That's true.
But what we are doing here at CCF and what the industry is starting to do is really align both of those things.
Absolutely.
And that's where the idea of impact investing comes from. We want to put our money where our mouth is. We want to have my, I want to have my investments personally impacting the world for positive culture change, impacting the kingdom of God. And we do that through impact investing, which is what we're going to talk
about. Yes. And I want to break it down in a moment, but it's so interesting how you share where you came from this background, where you weren't allowed to share your faith. You weren't allowed to bring your philosophy into it. And yet at Crystal Clear Finances, I just think of the client journey when they come in. One of the very first things that we do is we open up in a word of prayer. Why? Because we know we want wisdom and we are aligning with our values about what's going to be done.
Yeah.
You know, I think also not only do we open up in a word of prayer, but then we go through after we've found out information about the client, we've really asked some questions, learned to be some good listeners. We begin to talk about our philosophy because we don't want there to be any questions. We want people to come to Crystal Clear Finances and love being here, not come to Crystal Clear Finances, invest, and then say, oh, I didn't realize that you guys liked impact investing. This isn't for me. Oh, no, you'll know right away who we are, and we attract a tribe.
Yeah.
A tribe that literally is going out and saying, we want our money to matter. Money has a voice. Mm-hmm. And what is your money speaking today? And how do we make sure that it's lined up, that you're not praying against one thing and funding it on the other side?
Sure.
So let's talk about impact investing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'll define it, and then I'm going to hand it over to you.
Yep.
So to me, impact investing is biblically responsible investing and values-based investing put together so that together we can do impact investing.
Yeah.
So let's break it down. What is biblically responsible investing?
Sure, absolutely. So BRI versus VBI equals impact investing, right? Biblically responsible plus values-based investing. So let's back it up. Biblically responsible investing, what is that? And for some individuals out there, they know that there are companies, there are investment companies who basically make portfolios for you to invest in that align with the Bible. They align with biblically responsible values. They align with kingdom principles. And that is something that's been around for a while. However, in history, it hasn't always done very well.
Yes.
So a biblically responsible investment is really designed primarily to kind of avoid the sin in the world.
Right.
What I mean by that is we're basically looking to get away from the adult film industry, the tobacco, gambling, alcohol industries, the areas that are against the word of God, right? Those areas are things that we don't want to directly support. Those are things that I don't want my money invested in. And so there are firms out there who put together investment portfolios where I can make sure that I'm not investing there.
Exactly.
Now, some of the people listening, that's the first time they've ever heard that, right? So, which is great because we have those solutions. And Crystal Clear Finances for how many years, right?
24 years.
24 years has done this.
Yes.
We provide a solution for biblically responsible investing. We partner with a company like Inspire Investments who does that to screen every single company that they're building in a portfolio to make sure that they're away from those things.
Right. And we'll talk later on, whether it's in this program or throughout the month, on, well, how do they really do that? So we'll get in that in a moment.
Yes. But there's some screening that gets done. And so ultimately, what's good about biblically responsible investments is, okay, I can sleep at night knowing that my money's aligned with my values. However, in the past, what's been not so good is most of the time with biblically responsible investments, again, in the past, today it's a lot better, I would sacrifice a lot of return, a lot of investment return, because I was, you know, avoiding, quote unquote, the bad companies. So if a company supports those areas, I'm not going to invest there. Well, that could mean that I lose some rate of return because some of those companies do well, right?
Right.
Profit-wise, they do well. And so ultimately, just avoiding the bad stuff, quote unquote, right, is not really the most responsible way to invest from a numbers perspective, because we're not just sitting here saying we have to invest in these companies only, right? We do want competitive rates of returns, and I believe good stewardship of our money is to earn good return.
Absolutely.
So there's been some pros and cons in that space.
Right, now, and let me speak also in that space, is that it's, and maybe it's just me, but it has been a very judgmental. And I just want to call that out, because when I first heard about values-based investment, I mean, 24 years ago, I was like, I don't know how this fits. I don't know how the stewardship of it works. I think I'm just going to put that on pause for a little bit, and I'll go over here and look this. The backlash that I got, me, heathen advisor, you know, we look at this, and, you know, I just want to speak to our listeners, because, or those that are viewing us, is that many times back then, it was a very critical, judgmental type of feel to it, that if you aren't doing it, then you're all going to go to hell. You know, whereas we need to understand that is not the way, though we still want to invest in alignment with the Word of God.
Sure.
The approach isn't just, well, I'm going to avoid the sin, and if you ever put this in your portfolio, because everyone, G, is at a different place in life.
Totally.
Some are at, you know, hey, I agree. I don't want any of my money going for sex trafficking. I want us to work against it. And then others are like, but I'm going to have a beer, so I'm not going to pull that out. And we want to get away from this very judgmenty. We want to meet people where they're at. And biblical responsible before had no grace.
Correct. It was very religion-based, right?
Yes.
And we understand. I'm not going to go
down
that
road.
You
and I can call that out.
But okay. Yes, but that is something where it was very much kind of legalistic. Okay, what are the pros and cons? Let's just avoid the sin, avoid the sin.
Yeah, we'll
don't care. Yeah, we don't care about the returns.
No stewardship in that. I had a problem with that.
I do too, and that's because that's not right. And at the end of the day, if we are going to be this self-righteous, okay, my money is doing better than yours because mm-hmm. it's in the right place, quote unquote, I don't think that's right either.
That's not the intent of right. No. You got to look at the intent of the heart.
100%. So there's that area. And so that's something that, again, we still want to have biblically responsible investments.
Absolutely.
And nowadays we can say, I mean, I pull up the numbers. We can sit in my office and talk through rates of returns. They have gotten so much better. Even mm-hmm. in the last 5 to 10 years, the biblically responsible world is doing phenomenal.
Yes.
When it comes to being competitive in the market.
And I just want to do a shout out. So we use Inspire a lot in our portfolio. So mm-hmm. people, you talk about passing the pillow test where you're not worried about all the risk in your portfolio. Well, you can pass the pillow test as far as biblically responsible. Well, some of these inside Inspire, they're literally earning awards because they're beating out secular funds.
Yeah.
And to me, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Because now enough people are becoming aware about biblical responsible that they are investing in it. And over we'll have people come in and they'll say, hey, I heard that you are one of the leading faith-based impact investing firms in the Northeast. I'm like, one of? But anyways, we won't go there. And so they bring in their portfolio and we're literally able to screen through it to see where they are right now.
Yeah.
But continue on. So yeah. The returns are really coming up there and beating out.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's that is, you know, one of the pieces to the puzzle,
mm-hmm.
right? So biblically responsible investment. Second piece is going to be values-based investments. Now,
yes.
To the church-going Christian, the biblically responsible can equal values-based, right? Because
yes.
Our values are founded in the Bible. And I understand that. I'm not taking away from that.
Mm-hmm.
But values-based investments, you have to think of the investment world, is not tied to necessarily the Bible anymore, but tied to good moral values.
Yes.
We all know it's good to not kill a person, right? We all know, yes, it's in the Bible, but that's just a common good.
Exactly.
We all know it's good to have clean air. We all know it's good to have less pollution in our water systems,
mm-hmm.
to provide clean water to third world countries, and
yes.
to not have human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good things, right? So the values-based world this is where it's getting more popular nowadays,
yes.
because the secular world is getting involved much, much more.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're not just trying to avoid issues, right? We're not just trying to avoid the bad.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to embrace the good, right?
Right?
So values-based investing is I want my money to be invested in a company where they're investing in their communities. They're
mm-hmm.
investing in these causes for us to do good. And that's also important, right? We can't just have one without the other. And for many, many years, it was that way. Now we're in a position where we can actually take, yes, the biblically responsible piece, but what we're doing at Crystal Clear Finances is also adding to that
mm-hmm.
the values-based investments, the looking for the societal changes that are good for social and economic benefit, and
mm-hmm.
that's where we can add that to the portfolio to really have full-on impact investing.
Absolutely. So what I want to do is I want to take a quick break, then we'll be back with more Crystal Clear Finances.
When people can't meet life's challenges, they need others. GoFundMe is an example of crowdsourcing compassion designed to meet a specific need. But what if we could go farther? What if we could address community needs, community concerns, create community impact? We can and we do. At Crystal Clear Finances, we are investing in companies seeking to protect our environment, search for cancer cures, and create products that bring value. Investing does not have to trade rate of return. It's not just for the good of one. Investing, when done properly, can benefit all. Learn more at crystalclearfinances.com. Gain confidence for every financial decision.
And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm joined here with my co-host, George Amador III. And today we are talking about the fact that we do at Crystal Clear Finances impact investing, which is taking biblical responsible investing and combining it with values-based investing so that we make positive impact. We can change the culture, G. We don't have to be silent, so we can make an impact.
Absolutely. And it's really cool to see how, you know, not just us here, although we are very, very excited to expand these different offerings, but this is something that the world is really shifting towards, right?
Yes.
We were just, we finished up a little while back our Kingdom Advisors Conference, right? We go to Kingdom Advisors every year.
And explain a little bit what that is, just for people. Yeah.
So Kingdom Advisors is one of the top, if in my opinion, the Christian financial planning organization. They bring together financial advisors from all over the country who really believe in the Bible and use values and biblically responsible investments and other things to come together and just pour into us as advisors for 4 days. And we get to hear from great leaders in the business world, in the faith world, and it's just an amazing time. And one of the things that really was a huge focus this year was the fact that industry leaders are seeing literally billions of dollars being shifted out of these certain industries and into the impact investing world, into the values-based world. And it's something that, you know, I came home from, well, it was virtual, so I was home.
But I came out of your room.
Yes, I exited the conference and I was like so on fire. I'm telling all these people, my friends, my family, you need to be into this stuff. This is what we're going to do. And we got together afterwards, right? We go on our annual retreat and really dove into this in more detail to say, we need to focus here.
Yes.
Right? This is a focus that we want to have. Again, we've been doing it, but how can we do it better? What are things that we can do to better ourselves? How can I dial into the bullseye? And biblically responsible plus values-based, again, impact investing is where we're going.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that you said, and I know we said at the beginning of the program, but this so resonates in my spirit, is that so many people think that they can't make an impact, that we just have to put up with everything that's in the world. And we're seeing the billion shift of people saying, no, I don't support what this company believes in. I'm moving over here. And to me, that's the old David and Goliath story where we see the giants and we think, oh, they're so big, they'll never fall. But I am telling you, these impact investings are the five stones. Those are the ones that we begin to defund, and it moves it over there so that we can support the things we do love, the areas that we believe in, and we can create that positive culture change, which is what Crystal Clear Finance is all about.
Yeah.
Not just the confidence for every financial decision, but literally empowering faith-based individuals. They have the resources, G. Now then they can create positive culture change. Their families are happy. You know, they're not working paycheck to paycheck. They're not scrimping to get by. They have the freedom to breathe.
Yeah.
And they can go to bed at night, not only knowing that they're in the right risk portfolio, but also put their head down on the pillow at night knowing what my money is doing is supporting the very things I'm praying for. They actually have their money where their mouth is. And what I want to do before I turn it over to you is we had talked about right before the break, what is biblically responsible investing? And we started talking about values-based investing, and then we're going to combine it. But I love this, and I Eventide is we have an upcoming webinar with them in May, so we want to make sure people can see the link on the screen and be able to take advantage of that and sign up or call our office. But one of the things that I liked is how they word it. So when you're thinking about biblically responsible investing, here's a great way. Questions that we can ask ourselves. What companies do I not want to own? I don't want this in my portfolio. Remember going with that avoid. And I love this. What are my non-negotiables? You know, when we're putting together a financial plan, remember we do a needs and wants and what we want to put together. We say, your needs, yeah, those are your non-negotiable. You're going to need food. You're going to need shelter. Well, what are our non-negotiables where we say, I refuse? I know personally, I will never put money that I am aware of in a company that is going to support sex trafficking. That's a non-negotiable for me. And then the other question, so as our listeners and our viewers are looking at this, they need to begin asking themselves, what are things that I simply cannot in good conscience take part in? You know, I'm thinking of our listeners right now, I'm hoping the light bulb is coming on to realize, hey, wait a minute, I don't have to put up with this. I can go get a stone. I might only have $25, but now I'm going to put my $25 over here instead of over here. Stop funding the very thing that's beating me. I'm going to put my money over here in the things I do believe in. So when I think about biblically responsible investing, it's all what I don't want to own. What's not, what this is a non-negotiable, more of that type of frame. But when I talk about my values-based ones,
mm-hmm.
then it switches. Now, and hopefully you can hear the different tone. What kind of companies would I feel proud to own?
Mm-hmm.
I think of A21, one of the speakers that was at Kingdom Advisors,
yep.
how she has this huge, and I don't know why this seems to be the topic today, but she
yeah.
has this huge anti-sex trafficking organization
yep.
that literally every day I get an email, gee, I don't know if I shared this with you, saying two people were saved today.
Yep.
One person was rescued today. I don't care if it was one person was saved.
Yeah, they do
so
amazing work.
What kind of companies would I feel proud to own? I think about our listeners. Do they even think about that, gee, about what they're investing in? And I would ask you, you know, when you're looking at your 401k and you see what the returns are on it, are you asking yourself, boy, I'm proud to own that? Because it's so much more than the return. And then the last one, and then I'm going to turn it over to you, is what kind of businesses are truly seeking to serve society and human flourishing? And can you see how there's two different there? You have
totally.
The one that's, I'm not going to do this, very, I got my fist up, I'm going to protect. And then you have one that's, how can we expand?
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's a great summary of
yeah.
our biblically responsible investing and values-based
yeah,
investing.
Yeah, it's perfect. And again, the combination of the two mm-hmm. really allows for impact investing, right? It brings positive culture change because in the past, it's been one or the other. And now
mm-hmm.
we're combining the two together to say,
yes.
okay, what can I do? And, you know, we're going to talk in the next couple of programs about
mm-hmm.
how we can make a difference. Like the actual,
right.
what do we actually do to do this, right? What are the screening tests? And, you know, what are the rates of returns? And can we stay competitive? And, you know, what are the philosophies?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get into all that over this program. But the biggest thing that I think is we kind of, you know, finish up this initial conversation today is really, I think, take a step back and evaluate where you're at. Right? Am
mm-hmm.
I in things that I didn't even know about? And, you know, can I change them? The answer is yes, you can.
Yes.
But the, you know, the idea of evaluating where you're at, remember, I go all the way back to January, right? When
mm-hmm.
we did kind of establish the start line.
Yes.
Right? So as in the world of investments, we can take an inventory
mm-hmm.
of where we're at, what kind of companies that we are investing in, and you do have a choice. Now,
you
know, in 401ks, and there are areas where maybe you're a little bit more limited.
Mm-hmm.
However, we can still do a full comprehensive analysis, right? We have
yes.
screens. We use our partners like Eventide, like Inspire, and others that are out
mm-hmm.
there to really show you, hey, where are you at right now? What are the values you're supporting? Whether you realize it or not, your money's in those
mm-hmm.
funds, your money's in those companies, you're supporting them,
mm-hmm.
right? So are you directly, indirectly supporting that? And then what are the things that you can do, again, not just to avoid? That's huge. Is it's
yeah.
not just about the avoid piece anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's about embracing where we can move forward and really including things in. You know, I think the old kind of way of looking at it was, you know, the world views Christianity as it's very, very exclusive. Everything has to be exclusive. And don't get me wrong. There
oh,
are
yeah.
things that
we
need
have
to be excluded.
A narrow road, yeah.
Yes, there is a narrow gate and a narrow road to walk. Absolutely. But there is an importance to include things as well.
Yeah.
And we can
we
be inclusive of the right things. And when we can actually sit down and compare side by side, this is wrong, this is right, rather than having to avoid just the wrong.
Right.
Let's include what is right. Let's bring our money up to the game and say, hey, this is what I want to do. If I can make sure that my money is making a lasting impact, my money will be blessed. I will be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
The way for me to create wealth, I can do with a clear conscience,
mm-hmm.
not have to worrying about what is actually going on. And again, it doesn't have to be at the sacrifice of return. It doesn't have to be
that's
at the
huge.
Sacrifice of profit. And that's so big because I know people listen to the terms biblically responsible and values-based and want to shut it off because, hey, it's not good returns.
That's not
and
true
that
anymore.
And that is not true anymore. And that is really, really important to understand. So I love this. I love where we're headed. And we have a few more episodes of some power-packed
stuff.
Oh, we're
going to have some fun. So I guess as we bring this to the close, one of the things that I just would summarize is I think that there are many people that are still frozen right now. They don't know how to move forward. They feel overwhelmed. They feel like the small person, the little David. And we need to let people know, our viewers and those that are listening to us, hey, listen, we've got a way to move forward, not just to avoid sin or the things that we are stand against, but we can push a positive agenda forward for positive culture change.
So good.
Well, we're at the end of our time together. I want to encourage those who are listening to us on radio to go to our YouTube channel and subscribe so you get updated every time we give you awesome information. And I want to thank all of our viewers on YouTube and invite you to come back again next week so that we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.